Welcome to the podcast for Chapter 2's Key Learning Points from the book Strategic Information Systems Management. Communication in and between organisations is crucial to businesses. It enables coordination and allows for organised behaviour to take place. Communication is enabled by information flows, but information is not value neutral. We make sense of data presented to us through our personal lenses. Data are interpreted, in other words, for some purpose in a particular context. This sense-making process is largely unconscious and taken-for-granted process. Understanding the essence of information, especially in organisations that are increasingly distributed, decentralised and less hierarchical than has been the case in the past, is essential in harnessing the potential of ICT. And to this characteristics, increased inter-organisational networking, globalisation and the need for this understanding is increased. Millions of currency are spent annually by organisations in adopting, implementing and maintaining their IT systems. It is this lack of understanding about the essence of information that has caused them to fail fully to exploit the technology. We cannot always predict how ICT systems will be used in practice and why ICT so often has been unintended and sometimes unwanted. Consequences. ICT alone does not force organisational change. Rather, technology and organisations are mutually entangled. Enterprise systems have taken over from independent legacy systems related to individual business units or functions that were not well coordinated. However, enterprise systems have built-in constraints around how work should be done based on so-called best practice workflows. They are meant to improve efficiency and information quality and to provide opportunities for process innovation. Having said that, vanilla systems are available to all, off the shelf, and are increasingly developed, thus becoming a force for convergence and potentially competitive disadvantage. Recent research indicates that while 6% of organisations had actually failed to implement or even abandoned the system, less than 30% of organisations have fully exploited their enterprise systems. Over 75% of organisations reported organisational change before and after the initial implementation. Adoption and appropriation of ICT is often seen as following a linear process of selection, design, implementation and use. This chapter argues for viewing implementation as an ongoing iterative process of design, implementation, use, design, implementation, use, and so on. User participation has long been seen essential to good IS design. However, it is not always so easy to get users engaged in the process. They may not be able to clearly identify their information needs. They may find it difficult to see things differently for their future than for the past or present. They must resist vanilla solutions as not meeting their particular needs, and they must just be too busy to get involved up front, i.e. before the impact of the new system is actually felt by them in their work.